Hello, Audio Boo. Long time, no speak. It's 15:42, quarter to four on a Friday afternoon. It's been a while since I posted any updates about the ARC project because I have quite a lot of different projects going on at the minute. Three, in fact. Nomad Jackets, The Living Arcs, and Fiber Camp. So I wanted to give you a bit of a progress report about the ARC because we should have actually been in the ARC by now. Funding didn't go as well as planned because I messed up on the opt-in of the email list in December time after getting back from Wistia, who are based in Boston. And since then, it's been sort of an iteration, changing the approach, making sure that the sponsoring document was better, the media document was better, having conversations with a variety of different locations, and we finally got the backing and support of the National Forest. So we're actually going to build the Living Ark in the National Forest. Now, if you don't know what the Living Ark is and you're just coming across this for the first time, if you go to the new site, helpbuildtheark.com, we put up a holding page for the time being until we get our new lease designed layout back next week, and then we're going to integrate that. They give you a bit of news. So we have raised £9,000 so far, £5,000 in one block, and £4,000 from an independent. And we now have to find 16K to actually pull off and make the damn thing. So the Living Ark is actually a garden ark, which is the smaller variety of the two different arks. The Living Ark is still going through a prototype kind of phase because it's having different equipment inside and different layouts. But the garden ark is for sale, and as you know, there's five or six of them across the country, and there's been custom iterations of that design. So I'm recording this for a new website, which I've come across today, which allows you to upload audio snippets to give you a bit of background about the garden ark. As it stands, we will be putting the garden ark for a 365-day project, monitoring our consumption of energy, our creation of energy, also from a social media angle in terms of documenting it from audio, video, textual pictures every single day. And it's not going to stop there. It's not just going to be this sort of catalogue piece of living off-grid. It's also going to explore the things that you have to do, the things that are different, the fact that you don't have your luxuries, like you have to, get firewood, and you have to look after the composting toilet, and you have to make sure things are maintained and grow crops and all that sort of stuff that I know nothing about, which makes it even more interesting to me that I'm going to approach it in this manner. So, we've had quite a lot of interest about the project, but now we really need to make that big push to pull in that £16,000. Now, ideally, originally, I wanted to do five different separate sponsor brackets of £5,000 each. Now, £5,000 is £5,000. It's a lot of money, and I totally understand that. And so, when I've had numerous people come back to me and say, "Well, what's a sponsor going to get for £5,000?" It's been very, very difficult to sort of explain it because a lot of people are still getting adjusted to social media, still getting adjusted to the idea that you can have brand ambassadors, that people have all of this potential reach to people. Notice I said potential there, because having lots of followers does not mean that you've got lots of engaged people. You have to take a percentage of these people who are actually going to be interested in what you're doing, engaged in what you're doing. So I've always felt that a brand ambassador is somebody who either speaks on behalf of the company or shows a willingness to promote a product for a company based on what they know about the company. So there's certain things that just don't fit with the ARC. There's certain companies that we couldn't work with for the ARC. There is a bunch of companies that we're trying to chase up, Eon being one of them, because they helped build the interactive section of Conkers, visit conkers.com. And there's also a recyclable company, Viola, I think they're called. We're sort of going to chase them as well. People that sort of understand this eco-sustainability message that we need to get out there. And then add on top of that my ability over the last 4 or 5 years to use social media tools, to use web tools, to use these crowdsourcing platforms to generate interest and buzz and have conversations about these issues. I'm not sustainable I'm not green. I'm trying to be. I live very minimal now. I don't drive. I haven't driven for probably a year and a half. I have a push bike. I have got adjusted to living more minimal because I've had to. I've had very little money to be able to do anything with. So utilizing my skills and talents in actually making content, creating interviews, connecting people, disrupting situations when they don't necessarily sort of sit together has been one of the things that I'm quite proud of over the last 3 or 4 years. So the ARC project also fits with the Conkers ideal, because part of their strategy is that they want to have a number of ARCs across the site for ecotourism. So it totally fits in with being in the right place. So this is a bit of a request really, but also I'm recording this for a site that I've just come across today, which is called Sponsum, which is a bit of a bizarre name, but it's a bit like Eula, it's a bit like Kickstarter and Indiegogo, but it's a UK site. So I'm hoping that by not going for stupid massive amounts like we were before, which is like $20,000 I think it was before, and we raised just under $1,000, I sort of lost my way with it. I lost my way because it was asking for money for an off-the-grid house for a year, and it looked very much like, you know, raising this money, I want somewhere to live, it'll be cool, social media, blah, blah, blah. But it's taken on a life of its own. It's completely taken on a life of its own. The things that it's had a knock-on effect of doing have been insane. The fact that people are now talking about changing the way that they do their bushcraft skills session, the fact that they're interested in taking their green products that they're launching, like trash compactors that are really low voltage, like talking to people locally who run recycling workshops. I've just started one to build my own little pedal generator to create my own power. What's come out of it is it's created this sort of, how can I put it? It's created this almost like urgency in me to discover what's possible. And, you know, a lot of people think that this money is to buy the ARC so that I end up with keeping the ARC. The ARC would not be mine. At the end of that 365 days, that ARC stays on the site at Conkers as a legacy to the site. So this is not about buying me an ARC. This is about putting an ARC in the heart of the National Forest, documenting, and what I hope will be hilarious, me trying to adapt to that lifestyle, bringing in eco companies, interviewing them, doing the usual things that I'm doing, building commuters up, giving people access to digital tools, and, you know, creating an interest. One of my most favorite things that I've seen on the internet over the last couple of years was the phone box experiment by Skype. And that was this guy ferried out into the middle of the desert in Spain, and they found this phone box, this payphone, like the remotest phone box. I'm not sure if that was actually true or faked, but the concept of a guy in a 4x3 video stream frame, and he couldn't leave the frame, and he had a tent, and he had a sofa, and he ate 15,000 beans and took, you know, 1,040 calls from X amount of countries in a week, was amazing. That people were ringing this complete stranger in the middle of the desert, and it just really sparked my interest in how far can we take these tools. And especially recently with everything that's going on in the Middle East, it's amazing how communicative and crowdsourcing the communications has made things so strong in terms of people's voices, amplification of people's voices. And it's a reason why I'm building another site called Preamp, which also launches next week. So just wanted to give you a little bit of an overview. If you want to sign up, go to helpbuildthearc.com. Just drop your email in there. As soon as we launch, we'll let you know. Please retweet it. That'd be awesome. Another thing that I should put in here, since I'm on a waffle and I've had too much coffee today, is a project called... it's just totally gone out of my head. A project called C-Dubs. Sorry, C-Dubs. So for Fibercamp. Yeah, frenetic. We're desperate to win this 5,000 euros. It all so revolutionises what we can do in the studio. In the last year and a bit, we've managed to scrabble together from resources and donations and all that sort of stuff about £2,000 for bits of the studio. And now we've got to the point where we need to pay for our space, we need to pay for rent, we need to take it to the next level. We need to go to phase three, as we call it, which is to buy another set of lights, another camera, mount stuff on the ceiling. We're already streaming 24/7 on two different cameras, on Bamuser, Fibercamp 1 and 2, if you go on there looking for usernames. Also, they're on the fiberca.mp website. But we want to take it to the next level. We want to go back to internet TV when it first started, when it was Real Player, when it was sudo.tv. We believe that we can build community studios, web TV, streaming studios. We're putting it together for a test case for all of these local councils are saying, well, what can we do with the fiber? We're showing what you can do with the fiber, building a low cost, easy access, social media, snacking media cafe for making content for the web. And if we win this money from Seedups, it will allow us to go to the next level. So I do hope you'll vote for that. me.dm/link/Seedups. Hope you'll support the ARC project. These are all interlinked. The reason why I mention them all, they're all parts of the puzzle. The community space, the ammo boxes, the Rattler, the Living ARC, they're all parts of a social media strategy. They're all parts of a social media mechanism of how small businesses, non-for-profits, one-person bands can do this stuff. And it's not snake oil. It has a trackable return on investment of social capital for your business. So you can actually see this stuff working. Hope you'll support us, and thanks for your time.